Welcome back to Talking Supercoach with Streedy and Oz for yet another of our player debate series in the run-in to round one. This time we're in the midfield. We've been pretty open about the fact we're not huge on a lot of these midfielders, and with the value in there, I don't think we're going to need to pick too many premiums to be pretty happy with our sides. However, there are still some in the community, and by that I mean lots, that have not got Jack Steele in their side, and I'm going to explain to you why you're all idiots and need to fix that right away. And Streedy, you've got a bit big on one N Martin from the Dons. I know he's been in and out of your side, so maybe we compare those guys in this one.
I like it, mate. There's what, 40-50k price difference between them, and they're both midfielders, but you would be picking one of them thinking they will go to defense, so I like it.
Let's do it. I'll kick off, because let's be honest, we know my Jack Steele argument, don't we? First of all, he's a legend. What a bloke. What an incredible man. Secondly, captain of my football club, but we'll put that to one side. More importantly, though, mate, this is a player that has gone 120 plus on multiple occasions throughout his career as that inside midfielder for St Kilda. Has done so playing every game in those seasons. We'll come to his injury stuff shortly, but has done so playing every game. He's only 28 years old in a team at St Kilda that looks like we're heading in the right direction. Second year under Ross Lyon, should progress. Is loaded with young blokes. And so for all my jokes about lots of points going around at St Kilda, let's be honest, who's scoring points at St Kilda other than Sinclair, Steele and Marshall? Not that many.
You've changed, right? You've changed the tune on that.
Yeah, because I'm arguing, all right? Leave me be. Okay, yeah. Unbelievable scorer from tackles is the main one that really gets me. And last year, that wasn't a thing. Jack Steele lost out a huge amount of points because his tackle game was down for a portion of the season there. This is a guy that played through a bung knee, a bung ankle, popped his collarbone or cracked his collarbone and was back in a couple of weeks and just played on through. He gets a good run at it and is healthy as he is right now. There is no reason he doesn't outscore almost all of the other premium mids. And so I'm just not concerned about it at all. There are the Tom Greens, the Marcus Bontempellis of the world that are obviously, I think, a class above him. But if you offer me any of those other sort of 600K mids, I think Jack Steele outscores him, mate. So I don't understand the logic for picking someone else. You told me mere moments ago that saving the money and picking Harry Sheezel was the play. I'm on the Jack Steele bandwagon.
Yeah. Fair enough, mate. Well, my player is even cheaper than Jack
Steele.
Yeah,
well played.
So if you want to save, if you want to save even more money, you can go to Nick Martin. And, mate, you know what there is about Nick Martin? You have to see it to believe it. Just to quote David King when he watched him in the preseason warm-up games. This player for mine is someone who just screams like he will be a good pick. The challenge is you have to pick him in the midfield. But with now, obviously, and the MPP that comes available, I think six rounds in, you'll be able to swing him into defense. But small sample size, once again, and the sample size in this case is a preseason game. But in that preseason game, Nick Martin looked phenomenal. They used him at every single opportunity. Even players that historically would have just banged it on the boot themselves, like Redmond and McGrath, would, you know, stop, look for Nick Martin and give it to him to distribute. So for me, he just ticks, obviously, the boxes of playing halfback, playing that role. And like David King actually alluded to it when he, you know, wrote this, you have to see it to believe it article, and that of all the players playing for Essendon, he's the one that it doesn't matter about his man. The other 17 players in the field cover his man because Nick Martin can do whatever he wants, which, you know, some teams have those players and those players do score well. So I think that, it would shock me if he doesn't average over 100. So, yeah, for me, when you've got in the midfield, yes, Jack Steele and Tuke Mellon and stuff offer value now, but over the course of the season, you would rather, well, I would rather other midfielders. Whereas, you know, if you can stick a Nick Martin back into defense, six rounds into the season, having their averaging over 100, then there aren't too many defenders that do more than that. And if they do more than that, it's only a couple of points. So, yeah, I just think that obviously I haven't seen it over the course of the season, which is the major kind of argument to this. But 490K for someone who just could be the most incredible point scoring role in Supercoach and is obviously a very good ball user, a couple of years into the system now, just screams like he will be a good pick.
Yeah, I hear you. I think a couple of things that actually help your argument, but hey, we're here to help the people. Jordan Ridley not playing as well is a massive win. That's a big chunk of points gone and a distributive role that is even more Nick Martin. And then in what could be the worst news of the whole preseason, my boy, DP3, Darcy Parrish, sounds like he might have pinged a string. And is very unlikely to play round one. And I raise that one because he's
Oh,
my
you
boy and I
have got
now
out
don't
of
have to
jail
start him.
there.
But
Bloody hell.
two, there's a huge chunk of points again that are gone from this team. And other than Zach Merritt, there's not many others to score it. So I think Nick Martin continues to become a hotter and hotter pick as we run through the preseason and into the regular season. The concern, yeah, are the role and he hasn't done it and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, sure. But more the question I have for you is what is good enough for him to be your D6 on the year? So what where's the line? What does he have to get to?
I think you'd want 100.
Okay, 100's the line. So I think the argument there for Jack Steele would 110 for an M8. Is that a fair enough argument? So that's really what we're saying is like, do we have more faith in Jack Steele to go 110? Or do you have more faith in Nick Martin to go 100? And then you also factor in the extra sort of, what is it, 50K or however much you're saving?
Yeah, I think you probably have to look at who else you're picking. So a lot of us aren't
Yeah.
picking the massive midfield premium. So who else are you picking instead? Because if you have multiple Jack Steels, that type, so if you have a Tuke and a Jack and an Ollie Wines, like you're really starting to compromise your team at that point. Whereas in defense, we've got a Dacos and a Sheasel who'll both be 110. Stewart there, who'll be 110 as well. And no one else. Or Hayden Young is probably gonna, well, I think he can definitely push 105 plus. So I think and defense doesn't score as highly as midfielder. So that would be my sort of concern there. If you're picking Jack Steele, you'd want to see who else you've got in your midfield mix before committing to him. Whereas Nick Martin, chances are you've only got bona fide defenders already.
Yeah, you left James Sicily and Jaden Short off that list that I would also add in there. But I take your point. I take your point. I think in my mind, the tried and trusted Jack Steele has gone 120 plus multiple times.
You're living it up,
Seems
mate.
like an absolute no-brainer to take him as compared to a player that has never even played the role before and before coming into the AFL had never had more than 23 touches in a game. Feels like a no-brainer to me, but I do get it. And Nick Martin, I'm not against the pick. I'm just taking Steele first, mate.
Fair enough. That's it. Fair enough.
Don't know if the audio's cut out because I can't hear Streety, so that means we're done. Let's wrap up this debate. I think you just conceded because I won. We will be in your ears again shortly.